Pressure. Young. Touchdown! On the run, he found Latou. Tides first touchdown, and Alabama reclaims the lead.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
Bryce Young is your reigning Heisman winner. Plus 350 to win again this year. Only one player has ever won multiple Heismans, Archie Griffin, 1974 and 75. So we can look at Bryce Young and say, hey, he's going to have a really good year, Ken. Did you see what he did last year? And then you say, but oh, wait, does it make it even more difficult? Because he'd have to win back-to-back, and there's a lot of other competition and some talented quarterbacks that he's going to be compared to against this year, which I actually think does make a difference in this. You look at Bryce Young, just like the NBA MVP, and there is some level of, not to the same degree, obviously, that you get in the NBA, but like the MVP, it's this guy's already won it. Let's move on to this next star that burst onto the scene or finally got their opportunity. I really do think that factors in at least a little bit. Do you feel the same way with the Bryce Young having already won one, that affecting a little bit when it comes to this year?
I do, and I know that it seems a little contrived as a narrative. Well, like, if he just plays awesome again, isn't he going to win again? Honestly, usually it's all, there's like two types of Heisman seasons, right? Like runaway winner and then like tiebreaker kind of stuff. And you get tiebreaker kind of stuff a little more often. And first of all, I don't even think it's possible for Bryce Young to be a runaway winner this year. I don't think he's going to have the type of numbers that support that versus the offense that they had last year. The offensive line will be better, but like there are a ton of questions at receiver for this team. And maybe they're all answered because they're Alabama and they're awesome. But they went to the portal to get Burton from Georgia. Behind him, it's like, cool, maybe they're just awesome again. And I'm usually the guy who says they're all probably just awesome again because they recruited that level at all positions. But like, you're fielding two, three first-round picks year after year after year after year. That's not this. Like, it's just not. And that's part of the way in which Young was able to accumulate all his stats last year. Oh, by the way, I mentioned the offensive line is better. Also, Jahmyr Gibbs, the transfer running back from Georgia Tech, is a monster. And like, if you're Saban, like Saban's won plenty of national titles and won plenty of games by having an incredibly dominant running game. I know that's not what they've done recently. It's more what they did at the start of their run. But like, you know, Eddie Lacy and Derrick Henry and Mark Ingram and, you know, Heisman Trophy winners that two of those three Heisman Trophy winners that Alabama's had in the past. I don't know how Alabama's going to do it this year. They're going to be really successful. I think they are by far the best team in the country. It's them, Ohio State, large gap, Georgia, large gap, everyone. So, like, they're going to be awesome, but how are they going to be awesome? Does it have to be Bryce Young throwing the ball all the time? There is absolutely voter atrophy or voter fatigue with this award, too, which is what you bring up. It's absolutely a thing. I think in tiebreaker situations, Young wouldn't win against basically anybody else. So if now the bar for him to win is he has to be way better statistically than every other player. Has to be better. If it's tie, I don't think he ever wins. So just like, that's the bar, and he's plus 350. Anybody want to bet it? I don't. So like, again, just like Stroud. Can he win? Of course. Like, the first two players are the quarterback for Ohio State and the quarterback for Alabama, who I've told you for a month are the two best teams in college football. Can they win? Yes. Would you ever bet him at these prices? Would I ever bet him at these prices? Not on your life. In fact, of the two, I'd actually be more likely to bet Stroud, because I really think Young's path to victory is so narrow this year, and I don't even want to bet Stroud. So, like, it's kind of how I feel about both guys. You can have a player that fits the profile perfectly, but you have to be sensitive to what the price is in the market. And there's just like, where is this price going to go? We already mentioned like Stroud plays in a high profile week one game. A bunch of these guys that we haven't talked about yet play easy opponents, like FCSs where you can get 8 touchdowns. It's just like, you're not going to be able to build that much of a lead. Alabama opens with Utah State for what it's worth before they play Texas in week 2 in Austin. So just like, everyone's going to accumulate a bunch of stats at the same time. I don't think there's some big opportunity for Young to overtake Stroud or for Young to like build this huge lead in the first couple of weeks. Doesn't seem that likely. If it happened, it would be week 2 instead of week 1. Would never bet him prior to week 1, similar to Stroud.
You know, I look at everything they lost in Alabama, top 3 receivers going to the NFL. Brian Robinson, running back, got drafted. And you go, oh God, he lost so many weapons.
Just for like, your team.
Just like,
Robinson.
Yeah, just like CJ Stroud, where you see Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson leave. And then you remember this is Ohio State and Alabama, though, and realize there's probably five or six more five-star recruits. If you haven't heard of them already, you will hear about them very, very quickly. If not, like you mentioned, there's transfers going to Alabama. And it's just one of those situations where we've seen it time and time again where they just find a way to always have that next guy waiting in the wing, where if you have a quarterback that stays 2 years, you know, it's a starter for multiple years, like Bryce Young, and you know he lost some weapons that he had his chemistry with last year, he'll just figure it out with the next guys. It's just, it's Alabama and it's Ohio State. Those are two programs where they just always keep loading up on the talent. But, I mean, you're right. There is a little bit of voter fatigue in the Heisman. And I believe that that exists in every single major, like, every single major award that has the brightest spotlight on it. So what I mean by that is NBA MVP, NFL MVP, the Heisman. Those are like the three, and there's probably a couple others you could put in there, but those are the big bright ones where it always ends up being about somebody else at some point after a couple years, bare minimum. Like we've had back-to-back NBA and NFL MVPs. Okay, then at some point it changes and people start going that other direction. But I don't know, maybe if Bryce Young has a dominant year, then he has an Archie Griffin type run and wins back-to-back.
He can win.
I'm with you that when you right now, especially with those prices, plus 175 and plus 350 at this point, it's not really worth it. I'd almost rather see Bryce Young start off a little slow, watch that price go up just a little bit, get a little more value out of it, and then try to buy in at that point after a couple of weeks. But you know, Alabama, so it's just probably not going to happen.
It's just, and maybe the answer is okay, like, so don't bet anybody and hope one of these guys like kind of trickles out to, you know, 4 or 5, 6 to 1 because somebody gets off to a hot start that isn't sustainable. Like maybe that's the strategy. So that's okay. Like there's like, you don't have to put in a Heisman bet before week one. You can bet the market every single week of the season. Like you don't have to bet before week one necessarily. So these would just be two players where it's like, I just would love someone to answer, what is the upside of betting either of these prices at this exact moment prior to any game being played? They're right. The two favorites. Stroud is a Heisman favorite at plus 175, which almost has no precedent in modern history, basically. There's a couple years, like you think about like the Tua Trevor year where they both came back and like they were both priced really low. This kind of feels like that a little bit. You know, so you do have seasons like that, but there's basically, just in my opinion, there's never a reason to bet a price this low, no matter how good you feel about the player before, unless you have a great reason to feel like in week one, and I don't even know how you'd make this case, but that in week one, like a massive shift will take place. Somehow, like maybe every other contender plays a really tough school and it's going to snow at their game, so they won't score at all or something. I mean, it's like, you know, like that's what it would have to be. Or there's an injury that's not priced into the market yet, something like that.
Trying to think if there's any other situations where you would have had something close like this with like a Tim Tebow or, and that's going back to what, 2007?
Well, you had like the, you had Leinart and Reggie Bush, like the returning, because they won in back-to-back years. So you had like the USC guys, this definitely would have been the case with how they were priced. And there's, you know, there's a couple, and it's not like the Heisman favorites, like always 10 to one, you know, you get like a group of two or three that are low all the time. It's just like, when you start to get to the first digit of one, that's like a really, really prohibitive price for a market where early in the season, because of how teams schedule their non-conference games, it's very unlikely you can blow out everyone statistically in the first 3 weeks of the season. Like Lamar Jackson was able to do it, and he was able to do it by literally doing something no one had ever done before. And I mean, like, even like the greatest players in the sport. So like, can Stroud do that? And moreover, which is what we'll talk about in a second, if Ohio State does that, they win their first three games by 50 points, including Notre Dame. Was it all Stroud, or was it a group of players, or is there the sharing of credit? Because there's plenty of candidates, obviously, on all of the top teams, Alabama and Ohio State included. It doesn't mean that the quarterback gets all of it. He could get a lot of it. But just like, again, if he's not getting 100% of it like Lamar Jackson did, where it's like literally a one-man show, or Johnny Manziel, or Robert Griffin III, then, you know, like if the credit's getting shared even, then you still won't get a price drop, because then all those guys' prices drop basically as a result of that.
So Caleb Williams is the one that really intrigues me. Plus 750. Oh, yeah. He's the
this
next
one's
one
impossible.
Up. Going to USC.
this one's impossible.
You're going there. You still have Lincoln Riley, your head coach, but it's a new program. You're adding, you know, tons of transfers from the free agent market. Let's be honest with ourselves. Your Jordan Addison is there now. You know, I really feel like, and I don't know, maybe you're different on this than me, I feel like this price is going to drop and there's going to be more hype around Caleb Williams and more attention on USC because everybody wants to see what that program looks like, for one, and he'll be a full-time starter right off the bat this year. You're not playing behind Spencer Rattler at the beginning. This just feels like, to me, I don't know, maybe there's... I see it as more value right now at plus 750 because I feel like he could get closer to where Bryce Young and CJ Stroud are as the season goes on.
So you're right. I mean, it's a Lincoln Riley coached quarterback. Guy, we have no precedent for those guys winning Heisman trophies. That's never happened before. This is the one guy I think everybody else I have a really strong opinion on. Caleb Williams is the one player where I can't give what I would feel would be intelligent advice. So like, they open with Rice. They're going to be favored by a million touchdowns. The opportunity for a great statistical game is there. If he has one, the plus 750 will probably collapse a little bit, and he will get closer to those other two players. That'll probably happen if he has that kind of a game. Now, it won't happen all in 1 week, but like, it gets a little closer. They always play Stanford super early in the season. I think it's actually always week two. It's always week two, or it's week two or week three. I think it's always week two. Games at the farm this year. Just like, is that a type of game where he can kill it? Stanford's usually not that type of game in general. Maybe the Stanford team is going to be a little different, whatever. Doesn't feel like that type of game. Play a David Shaw Stanford team at their place, you're going to have seven touchdowns. Okay. Fresno the week after that. I mean, it's just like, it doesn't feel like he can just collapse the price right away. Maybe he can. I'd rather take a wait and see approach. But yeah, he might be the kind of player where, like, after 1 week, it just, you might have to hop in. It depends on what's happened everywhere. And just like, it's the guy, he's the guy who makes me the most nervous that I'm going to get it wrong. I am comfortable for the rest of my life knowing I didn't bet CJ Stroud and Bryce Young before the season started. I feel better about that than the guys I did bet. And it just, it's easy. It just makes perfect. Like, I don't even know what the argument is on the opposite side. This one, there's like, I could make you a really compelling case to bet a lot on him right now and to pass him entirely. And it's just the uncertainty about, honestly, like what USC's doing here, like the sort of Lego kit of a dominant franchise that they put together all at once in one off. I mean, just like from everywhere, we're just putting the piece and just like, I don't know, it's not done yet. I don't know what it looks like. It could be awesome. Also, they could win six games because they can't defend anybody. I don't know. So how am I supposed to tell you what to do with this quarterback? I think pass is the right option because I don't have confidence one way or another.
It's nothing but question marks there, but the hype will be real around USC. We've already seen it. Power Hour coming up next. You Better You Bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.